Recently, I was speaking somewhere, and a young woman came up to me and said, "Do you remember a young man that you sat next to on a plane about 4 years ago, and you gave him a book?" And I said, "Well, there have been several." She said, "Well, this one was an Iranian young man." And I said, "Yes, I do remember him. He was flying out from the Midwest, I think it was, maybe from Chicago. We were coming out on the plane to Portland, Oregon, the area I live in. And he was going to go from there to Eugene, and he was going to be a freshman at the University of Oregon. If you know anything about the University of Oregon, you know that I was concerned for his spiritual warfare, welfare. I was thinking, well, what a great opportunity to share with him. So I shared a little bit of the gospel with him. But what the main thing that I did was I gave him my book Deadline. And I said, "You know, if you have a chance to read this, I think you might enjoy this book." And we had kind of connected and had a good relationship. Thought, well, he may read it, he may not read it. Had prayed for him for the next few weeks. You know how people get on your prayer list for a few weeks and then you're praying for so many other things that you sort of move on when you don't really know what's happened. Well, this young woman said, "I just wanted you to know this, and I know you don't know because he told me he has never contacted you to tell you. He took that book you gave him, took it onto campus in the first week or in the first few weeks that he was there, read through that book, prayed, and gave his life to Christ." She said, "And I want to tell you something. He is the most dynamic Christian I have ever met." Now, the thing that struck me about that was we prayed for him, and it was really a very simple thing. I'd just given him a book. It was no big deal. And yet, every time I go somewhere, I have a prayer team. And every time I'm working on a book, I've got a prayer team. Now, how many of you have a group of people who pray for you and your writing? Okay, not a lot. Some out there. Gail Roper's a great resource in this regard. Gail's here with the critique team and all. And I know that she's done a lot in this area, but it's something that I've had for years. And I, one of the things I specifically ask people to do is not only pray for the impact of my books, but to give me those divine appointments wherever I go that we can connect. And when I talk with people and give books to people, that God would do something special in their life. But the joy that we have of knowing that the vast majority of stories like that, we're not going to hear. If that, I still wouldn't know that story if that woman hadn't happened to be in that church I was speaking in that Sunday morning and hadn't happened to come up to me and say, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you this." I wouldn't have found that out until eternity. And isn't it going to be great when people who are touched by our articles, by our books, not only by the books we've written, but even if you never get a book published, that's okay. Think of the quality books you can still get into the hands of people and the way God can use those books in their lives. It's a very powerful thing, and I think sometimes we underestimate greatly the power of God to work in simple ways by just having a nice conversation with somebody and passing on a book to them.